including being sick and not knowing what in the world was going on with you. And you and I have talked about this before, but you had to handle a lot of success and a lot of adversity in a short period of time.
Yeah, it's been I feel like I've had a whole career within 2 years, it seems like. And I've had great people around me to help me get through that. And I've learned a lot about myself. Sometimes you find yourself being defined by racing or by performance, and you realize it's not that at all. Although we want to win every single race that we go out there and do. I think you can see that this weekend. I was worried that I'd show up in my house and be rolled in toilet paper or something. As many people as we rode fenders with this weekend, I think Regan Smith and Brian Vickers and Austin Dillon, hopefully we're all good now. But, we're going to race hard and get the most out of it. But at the end of the day, racing isn't what defines me, and I've had a lot going on in my career so far.
You know, listen, for a young guy like yourself, even with a Daytona 500 victory in your resume, you still have to worry about positioning and am I going to get this ride? Am I going to get that ride? Am I still, hot property, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, and you look at, for example, you and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., great friends. Did it hurt you when he got that ride for the departed Matt Kenseth?
Well, I was definitely pumped for Ricky, having two championships to get that opportunity to drive the 17 car. But I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't want that ride or sure. I didn't want to be full-time in Cup. So I still want that opportunity, and I'll race hard every weekend to get that opportunity. Jack Roush has been loyal to me so far, and I think he'll continue to be that. That organization has stood behind me through the highs and the lows, whether I was in the hospital or victory lane. They've had my back and promised that they're going to stay with me, and we're going to get that shot at a Cup championship one day and to run full-time. Also for the Wood Brothers to have that opportunity to drive that 21 car, quick lane and motorcraft on the hood every weekend. Man, those guys have been great for me. The experience that I've gotten there, racing every other weekend or every 3 weekends has been good for me, but I still can't wait to get in that full-time Cup deal where you can get the chemistry rolling, get momentum, and learn things about the car so you can get better every weekend.
I guess what I didn't say in a very articulate way is it's hard to be patient.
It is.
Is it not?
For a 22-year-old to be patient and to be in the Nationwide Series since I was 18, I mean, I was on the fast track, I felt like. Yeah. Hooters Pro Cup at 15. Had a deal with Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, a deal with Michael Waltrip Racing and Diamond Waltrip Racing at 18, and then on to Roush. And I'm thinking, here we go. You know, I won the Daytona 500. We're going full-time Cup racing. And then it didn't happen. So I've had to sit back, refocus, and go prove myself again. And I feel like that's what I get the shot to do this year in the Nationwide Series, is to show that we can run with the best of the best, that we can contend for championships and wins, and earn that opportunity again.
If a man's character is revealed through adversity, you've had a lot of adversity.
We've had a lot of revealing done, that's
yes,
for sure.
Have.
But it's good. You know, you got to face it head on and take it when it comes, because racing, you have a lot more hard days than good days, and you got to know how to handle those.
You said that racing doesn't define you. What did you mean by that?
Well, I just mean when I leave the racetrack, you know, having Jesus Christ, knowing at the end of the day when I die, where I'm going, what's going on, I can live in joy every single day, whether I won the race or whether I didn't. Doesn't mean I don't have that desire to win or have that desire to be here. It's what I do. It's what I've done since I was 5 years old. So I'd be wrong to say it's not a huge part of me. But I just have more to live for than that, I guess.
When you look at, as you said, just 22 years old and so much has happened already, what are you most proud of? And I don't mean wins. I mean, what are you most proud of yourself when you look at how you've handled some of the tough times?
Well, you know, you reflect on it sometimes, and, you know, I just want to be an appreciative person, whether it's to Jack Roush or whether it's to my guys. The opportunities that people have given me, I didn't get here on my own, whether it was my dad or Danielle Randall Bauer, who helped me get some of my deals, or Brent Weaver, who does that now, or sponsors that have been along the way, Cargill, Pillow Pets this year, crazy sponsor, never thought I'd have that on the race car, but hey, you do whatever it takes. You know, just all the people that have been a part of it, Valvoline this year, Quick Lane Motorcraft. I just want to be an appreciative person, and hopefully I've shown that, and hopefully I'll continue to do that. But it definitely takes people around you to remind you where you came from, to remind you that you didn't get there on your own. And this weekend, this win, you know, it's easy to look back and go, man, I got it all out of the race car. I won that race. I caught him and passed him. But the truth is, it takes a team. You know, it takes every single person, whether it's a body hanger, an engine guy, a crew chief, a driver, a tire changer. I mean, it takes a whole team to win races and every